And welcome, welcome, welcome to this Friday session of The Brand Conversation here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. I do hope you are enjoying your Friday so far, the first half of your day on this lovely Friday session. But it's not just about the Friday sessions itself, the first half of this Friday. It's how you'll also be able to go ahead into the rest of the day and that you'll be here in the company of your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. Now, as we are transitioning from the Tech Eagle into the brand conversation, and as I hinted in that quick handover session with Franz, in terms of we are going to be taking a look at entertainment marketing, because entertainment marketing has been one of the, I'd say, omnipresent. Omnipresent being, it's now something that's become so obvious, so widely used and sometimes even applied on a daily basis, even from one product to another, to another, to another. Now, the main vehicle that has transported this concept throughout the past 7, 8 to 10 years, if we count from 2010 up to now, 2022, this past 12 years period, most of it has been down or is down to social media. But entertainment marketing, we are emphasizing on the entertainment perspective and then the entertainment component. Why? Well, let's first isolate that perspective to indicate it for you. It's because entertainment has to look at primarily movies, TV shows, music videos, as well as also any other kind of artistic element that is packaged and you know, presented as an piece of entertainment for an audience, because you need the audience aspect for this to actually happen or for this to take place. And let me just categorically also provide clarity now at the beginning: this is not like social, this is not like a social media influencer, please guys. Yes, in much of the brand conversations earlier sessions, in terms of talking about the various digital marketing platforms, approaches, as well as also mechanisms, the disadvantages and advantages, social media marketing and social media influencers have been part and parcel of those discussions. But today, not really. Because let's understand it here. To dissect the two realms, to dissect the two sort of like spheres of entertainment, a social media influencer can come from any wide, I can say broad-based discussion point from your daily life. If you have to factor in what I mean by that, you have potentially an interest in fashion. You potentially have an interest in sport. You potentially have an interest in a specific food brand. You have potential interest in a specific TV series, or as well as also listen to a specific genre of music. You have a particular interest in a specific kind of car. You also have a particular interest in a specific kind of, let's say, field of study. Let's say you're a student as well. So in all that, your life, your daily life, has various interest bubbles that can be piqued or that can be served by a social media influencer, which is the truth. However, with entertainment is solely, it's almost not like isolated, but it's enshrined within the realm of entertainment. It's a movie that has a marketing message in it. It's a TV series that has a marketing message in it. It's a music video that has a marketing message in it. It's a cartoon for children that has a marketing message in it. That is entertainment marketing. Because social media influencers generate something based upon their own interests, which aligns with an interest of their audience, and they have discussions, they have in-depth analysis, and they have, you know, they make videos, share discussion points, as well as also have live streaming sessions based upon that approach. But in entertainment, it is the entertaining or the advertising company or the advertiser, not the agency, the advertiser, the company promoting, partnering up with the entertainment function. It can be a music video, like I said. It can be a cartoon. It can be a movie. It can be a TV series. It can even be a comic book. For those of us who have had comic book exposure, or exposure to comic books, where you've comic books from DC and Marvel, have had various ads, like an ad that you would find in a newspaper or in a magazine, that kind of advertising taking place smack bang in the middle of your regular entertainment consumption. Now, if we start off with the concept itself, now this discussion, guys, is part and parcel where how an entertainer, you out there, whether you're an actor, musician, a comedian, I don't know about a writer, but in those performing arts aspect or those that entertainment bubble where you have people actually performing their talents and their skills or putting it on show, it provides you with how you can try and partner with a corporate brand or corporate entity and vice versa, how a corporate entity can potentially buy into a work, into an artistic work. Now, understand, guys, each of the examples in today's discussion have taken place. So these already took place. You might have already seen them, watched them, or heard about it. Because if we take a look at the bare bones understanding of what entertainment marketing is that it is marketing that is optimized for an entertainment-specific media and context. Remember, entertainment-specific media and context. That's why you cannot throw a social media influencer in here. Someone who is touring Namibia, visiting all the natural beautiful sites of the country, so from Sossus Vlei to Waterberg to the Namib Nokluft Park to the Etoshop Game Reserve itself, everywhere, in all those aspects, in all those settings. That is a social media influencer. Because you might have someone that doesn't like driving. And a social media influencer, well, let's just be honest, they might not be even talking to the same audience member. Or you can get vice versa, a social media influencer that might have flown to a specific destination, making their videos and their discussion points and showcasing, you know, what a natural place looks like or a city or a town looks like, but the audience that they're speaking to don't own cars. They don't have enough money to fly there. However, with entertainment marketing, entertainment can be accessed anywhere. That's what you need to understand first and foremost, especially as an entertainer and both as the advertising company. Entertainment can be accessed anywhere. Remember that. It can be accessed anywhere. So the biggest component that you'll have to concentrate on is more specifically how you can generate your content, how it'll be timed, how it will work, where it can be shown, what platforms will it be available on, and how long. That's all you'll have to work with. Let's also understand, guys, that with entertainment marketing has a specific target. Because entertainment marketing is based upon a campaign. So the campaign would be something that's a lot longer. Social media influencers, unfortunately, can only be specific for one setting. Now, with entertainment marketing, understand this, guys, that this can include campaigns that run within a movie or a video game. The video game aspect I have not seen as yet. However, I have seen, especially for those of us who has played a lot of FIFA, yes, that's calling out all the console gamers from Xbox to PlayStation. You guys might have seen this a lot, especially within your favorite teams that you always access and play. So what happens there is that when you play in the English Premier League or one of the teams in the FIFA game, you would see their advertising, right? You would see the brands, you would see the sponsors on the team shirts, the brands coming from either Nike, Puma, Adidas, Joma, what's the other one's name? Hummel, you name it. All those brands are enjoying entertainment marketing within the FIFA game. Especially FIFA is the one that does it a lot. Also, any other FIFA game like the World Cup games, the UEFA Euro games, you know, the football games, all the other soccer games that they make within the realm of soccer, there's always the aspect of the marketing components with the clubs, the sponsors, and they and the other media partners enjoy within these entertainment products. They enjoy it within it. I mean, just think about this concept. If you are a Manchester United, a Liverpool, or an Arsenal fan, doesn't matter which one you support, doesn't matter, because the color red is a color that a lot of men are easily attracted to. I'm just sharing that for you to understand why there is such a huge presence in terms of these three teams in Namibia, especially in terms of supporters clubs. Now, all three of these teams have healthy supporters presences in the country because of what? Not just the color red, but also because of the exposure that they've seen, not just on the TV when they watch the live match or a replay of the match, or of their favorite heroes that don't play soccer anymore, like those fans, because there's a lot of fans of Patrick Vieira. There's a lot of fans of Thierry Henry. There's a lot of fans of, what's the guy's name? The guy from the other midfielder from Liverpool. Steven Gerrard. There's a lot of fans of the midfielder, what's his name? Paul Scholes from Manchester United. There's a lot of fans of Cristiano Ronaldo. A lot of them actually remember his time at his first time at Manchester United. So in that same sense, what did a lot of men do? They bought a lot of those jerseys from those specific three clubs because they were watching TV, which is entertainment. They were watching their favorite team that they were supporting, and they associated with a favorite athlete in each of those favorite teams. So what does that mean? The team enjoyed the kit, the jersey, the soccer jersey that they're wearing. That motivates men to go buy the jersey because they want to wear a Liverpool, Arsenal, or Manchester United jersey, or the latest one, so they would buy every season. If it's a Nike, Adidas, or Nike, Adidas, Puma brand, those three brand manufacturers then also enjoy further exposure because they further are cemented within the brand recall, recognition, concept, all that, you know, positive perception and positive placement within the psyche of a Namibian football supporter of the English football teams. From that perspective on, they would know they enjoy positive placement. The other marketing then is just supportive marketing taking place. Like, from, for example, like the main sponsor of Liverpool's shirt. I'm not talking about the you know, who is the sports company that makes the jersey. I'm talking about the shirt sponsor, because they have 3 to 4 sponsors in football in Europe. So those guys then also further enjoy further exposure to an audience in Namibia. Now, I've given you the example of how in sport, it compounds further exposure as many eyeballs are seeing their brand name, the logo, the colors, the associated other brands in this whole setup. So you then are forced, not forced, but then you are thinking about, let me take my experience further, and then you start buying the FIFA soccer games. You start investing in either an Xbox or into a PlayStation. So that further then compounds the consumer mechanism within you because you were exposed to it on a TV match. I know, guys, I'm digressing, but it's for you to understand the train of thought that has taken place there. You were 15 when you were exposed to your first soccer match. You then go and tell your dad, listen, I want a Xbox or a PlayStation. Your dad buys it for you. Your dad buys you your first game, which is most naturally always a FIFA soccer game, because you'll be able to spend, 2 to 6 hours playing your favorite team, commanding your favorite football heroes in that city.
Gusa etokoro lyohunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno ruganse sungumi. Moktura moe hundiro lyeyowamba zuma okokom, dimo gwanakoma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa numero 0833 358 2 ndidingurako Facebook kwa VMMC Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm.
and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean.
Mm.
I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes.
Mm.
Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
And we come back. And as I mentioned there, guys, with the very long-winded analysis in terms of entertainment marketing, especially from a video game, that is the scenario that you currently see happening here in Namibia. Now, entertainment marketing, guys, is it's a lot more convincing. It's a lot more impactful as well, because it revolves around partnerships between an entertainment producer organization and also a brand in another industry or from other industries who often co-promote one another. Because let's understand in this scenario. So the guys that make the game FIFA, right? FIFA is made by Electronic Arts. Electronic Arts, EA Sports, but leases the rights from FIFA on an annual basis in order to bring out this game. So what do they do? What did they also just do is then they approach the clubs from each league around the world and they partner. This is technically like partnering up with them, but all in a very broad, big space. Now, from that component, you then start seeing how influential this is, because there are fans from teams in Spain. There are fans from teams in Italy. There are fans from teams in France, Germany, England, Russia. Well, the Russian leagues have now been taken out of FIFA, must know, because of the war. But still, the positive placement is still there. They still enjoy it. And the main aim is that EA wants to promote every year their latest edition of the game. And every year, the latest edition is also supported by updated outfits for the teams. In each league, in each country, and each country's own kit design as well. Because the guys from Adidas, Puma, Reebok, Nike, Joma, Hummel, Mitre, who else is there? There's another brand also. Fila even. All those sports clothing companies realize the potential that just this game has. Just this game. Just this game. This game can come through three formats: PlayStation, Xbox, and Windows, PC. Three formats. So they know they can reach easily 2 billion customers, meaning 2 billion men. I don't know if there's so many men, but still, I'm just saying, you know, they reach the potential reach. Now, if you understand the impact that game has, the vehicles behind it, well, the game is the vehicle, but the passengers who are going to get into that vehicle, into that car, the sports clubs, the sports brands, the other brands, like the guys that sponsor on the shirts, all those guys see, wow, we have the potential to go global. we have the potential to reach a global audience. Now, it's through this aspect with entertainment marketing, how you as a musician, you as a movie producer, as a movie production house, you as a singer, you as an actor, this is how you can capitalize on these opportunities. Because it's not just about a game, it's also about a movie, a TV series, a song, a music video, all that. Now, here's the thing. Each one of those components of entertainment that I just mentioned to you, right? Each one of them generates or captures their own audiences. If it's a song, it can either be just a listener. If it's a music video, it's both a listener and a TV viewer or, you know, an audience, someone watching. If it's a movie, it's definitely an audience. If it's an actor, it's definitely an audience as well. Sometimes even it's a concept of, you know, if it's a voice actor, just giving their voice to a cartoon sometimes. It's just almost similar, but it's also something more profound because what they have done in order, if just to indicate to you an example with cartoons, what the cartoon production companies do, they partner up with some of the world's biggest toy companies. These toy companies like Lego, Hasbro. There's another one. Hasbro is the guys that own the Transformers rights. Hasbro. Legos is just Legos, one of the biggest. Currently, I think it is the biggest. There's another one also. And all these toy companies then have the right or purchase the right to generate the favorite figurines, cars, or toy elements, or toy items based upon the favorite cartoon characters. Guys, for some reason, and some of you who are now parents or new, you know, parents of about, let's say, between 6 or 5 to 15 year olds, for no reason, guys, if any of you can explain to me here on The Brand Conversation why children love SpongeBob SquarePants, please do. You can share that your analysis here on the show on 0832 888 401. If you don't make it, I'll still be continuing on with the discussion point, but you can share in that. But just look at that. How strong SpongeBob SquarePants is in the mindset of a child between 7 and 15 years. Yes, a teenager as well. Now, well-executed entertainment marketing campaigns, all of them generate brand awareness that converts into the monetization that is technically the interest. So the interest actually converts into the monetization. What is the scenario? I've indicated to you the FIFA scenario through PlayStation, Xbox, and a PC. I've indicated to you now SpongeBob SquarePants. I've indicated to you the Transformers, because the Transformers were actually working in reverse. They were toys before they became cartoons, before they became movies. So what happened was the director, Michael Bay, the American director, the guy who made most of the Transformer movies, he took I think it was a passion of his, because it's one of the reasons why he was so good with not just the Bad Boys movies, but then also with the Transformers movies by just providing the action, you know, well choreographed action sequences that you see in the movie or in the movies. Now, from there, he did it in reverse, actually. But if we take a look at the FIFA game, at SpongeBob SquarePants, it is actually the entertainment aspect that then, you know, works in the proper direction of branching out into other audiences. Now, I'll give you another example of a movie, or actually a handful of movies, because in a comedy movie known as Wayne's World, it stars Mike Myers. It was the first instance that anyone outside of the US saw the pizza company known as Pizza Hut, because he opened up the box that had the logo on top of it to the camera, so that the camera could see the brand. Now, that is done on purpose, guys.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiririmba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ovapuike, odhonongo, nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nuinatua whether ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no top rank. Tuvada pomura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Now, coming back from our break right there, the important thing here is, guys, in that movie scene with Mike Myers opening up the box, the pizza box, to show to indicate the logo to the camera, that's not for Pizza Hut, it was done on purpose. It is, the camera was, the director of the movie had to position it so the scene is that Mike Myers actually picks up the pizza slice, or he actually opens up the box so that the viewer, the person watching the movie, sees the logo. You see the logo. Now, the logo of Pizza Hut says big, bold, and in red, Pizza Hut. And then he picks up a pizza slice with a very positive expression on his face, like a smile, you know, suggesting to the viewer, saying, hey, listen, I'm having a nice pizza slice. Don't you think you also want one? In that kind of gesture. It's not what he says, but it's how suggestive marketing also plays on a viewer, because it aims to suggest and place the product in the viewer's psyche. Another one, if any of you remember the first Iron Man movie with Robert Downey Jr., Robert Downey Jr. gets into an Audi R8. Now, an Audi R8 came out for that movie. I think they used one of the first that was produced in that sense, because the Audi R8 is technically 12 years old to this day. No, not 12. It's actually 13 or something like that, because but they used the first Iron Man movie to market the Audi R8. In another movie with Will Smith, if any of you remember I, Robot, the first instance of, automated driving or autopilot or a car driving by itself. If you guys remember that Audi in that movie, right? It's the same setting. Audi specifically built a prototype for that movie. Now understand, guys, with marketing, especially with advertising, this is all an expense. This is an expense to wow. It's an expense to say wow to a move, to an audience, to a movie watching audience, or a musician. I'll give you examples of music videos, what they've done. Now, in that second, now remember, the scene is only what? 30 seconds, 20 seconds, sometimes a minute, but that's the scene setting happening there. And what happens is that just for that 30 seconds to a minute, the car's logo, the car, the layout, the design, the performance, the actor in the car, or the character portrayed by the actor in the car, is being advertised to the viewer, to the audience. That's what Robert Downey Jr. did. Robert Downey Jr. Generated this persona for Tony Stark, the billionaire in the DC universe, in the Marvel universe, known as Tony Stark, who's technically aka Iron Man, as being a playboy. The similar persona that you find in DC with Bruce Wayne as Batman. Now, Tony Stark is an engineer. And what he does, he drives for an engineer to suggest to anyone who's studying engineer, if you're an engineer, you gotta be like Tony Stark. You gotta drive a car like Tony Stark. You've got to have an Audi R8. That's what the movie technically said. In that 1 minute sequence, that's what the movie said to you. That's what the movie espoused to you. Now, from that movie scene and from Pizza Hut with Mike Myers, the one of the most important components that you've got to look at is another one in terms of how this is all placed. Because you've got to see, what is the benefit in there? How does it actually work part of the entertainment product, the product being presented to the viewer, to the listener, you know, in that setting? How is it presented? How is it packaged? How is it delivered? Now, the delivery is obviously through either through a TV, a cinema, a newspaper, or a or an audio file like a song or something, stuff like that. That's the delivery. The packaging takes place in a different scene. Because in music videos, especially of one of my favorite hip-hop stars when I was still, you know, in my 20s. Not to say that I'm super old, but yeah. In my 20s, 50 Cent used to market a lot for Nokia. If you guys can remember the songs like... what was the song's name? What was the song's name, man? I keep forgetting the song. I almost said Chocolate Factory, but it's not Chocolate Factory. Candy Store. If you guys remember Candy Store. Beside that, that was also the other hip-hop stars as like Jermaine Dupri or Nelly, who would also market a lot of the mobile phones. BlackBerry featured a lot in there. There was another one, Ericsson, I think. Ericsson at one stage. Apple was also featuring a lot in a lot of the music videos. You had Sony at one stage. Sony with the music, their MP3 Walkmans or their music players. So right there, the corporates, but understand, in that sense, these companies were partnering up because of the specific technology that they're supplying for you. Because at one stage, you could buy certain Nokia phones that was preloaded with a G-Unit or a 50 Cent song. You could buy certain Sony products or certain Sony Walkman, MP3 Walkman players that was already preloaded with someone's song. I had one of those here in Namibia. I had one of those. It was already preloaded. The songs weren't great. Let's understand that. The songs weren't great. Those that were preloaded. But it was to give you entertainment value, not to give you an empty thing. You're right. You didn't buy an empty MP3 player. Now, all this, guys, is how entertainment marketing takes place. It's essentially it cascades. If you blow it up into another stratos or into another sphere, you then technically see it's an overall marketing plan. It's just a mechanism in terms of how you can reach various kinds of audiences. Now, what are the benefits here? Now, entertainment marketing, guys, has a relatively high return on investment, for sure. This does sometimes happen because people are so impressed. They are impressed by what they saw in a movie, what they saw in a music video. I gave you the most clear example was the one of FIFA games by Electronic Arts, where people buy, I don't know how much the Xboxes and the PlayStations now are. I heard that they're now between 10 and 15,000 Namibian dollars. Because the latest editions have now been are now the premium technology units, for digital entertainment. So in that price range, a mother and a father goes and buys an Xbox and a PlayStation for their 12, 10-year-old, 9-year-old son or daughter. We can't leave out the girls because they also like entertainment. Just so that this son and daughter can play their favorite soccer stars, can control their favorite soccer teams. Now, it is one of, guys, if it's not one of the best ways to market and advertise, I don't know what it is, but that is one of the best ways to advertise and market, because Electronic Arts, for all the other games they've brought out, they have only suffered bad review upon bad review every year that they bring out something. Every year. But they and they also suffer bad reviews for their FIFA games, but they've been making a killing, a lot of money in US dollars from just the FIFA game. The FIFA game was technically their bread and butter, their daily bread, like the South African football fans say, daily bread. It was their daily bread for Electronic Arts. They've been making a killing from that game. every year you just bring out the same game, you just update the graphics, you just update some player names, because some players might have retired, some have moved, might have moved into a conference that FIFA could not successfully sell to EA. Doesn't matter. As long as the core conference is there, which is UEFA. And that core conference is what we all are consuming. We're all watching European soccer leagues. We're all watching it. Because if you go to a FIFA game, still in the last edition is this year, because EA will not be able to make the FIFA game next year. They won't be. Actually, for this season going ahead, they won't be. Because FIFA told them, listen, they're the only ones that can own the rights. EA cannot own the rights. On that, those FIFA games, did you guys find any African soccer leagues? You didn't even find the South African one there. You had to find Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates in the rest of the world teams. You didn't even find Mamelodi Sundowns there. And Mamelodi is more... Mamelodi is bigger than Kaizer Chiefs in terms of competition, how much they've won and their money. Mamelodi has more money and has won more than Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates combined. I know that's a very political discussion and thing to say, but I can stand my point, guys. If anyone wants to challenge me on that, you just have to look at the recent editions of the South African Premier League to see how that has run. But in order to get the point across of how this has worked and the successful leveraging that EA could apply in terms of providing an electronic product, which doesn't need much rendering. It doesn't need much rendering. Well, it does need a lot of rendering because there's a lot of things, but it's not as volatile as most of the games or gaming productions that are currently coming out. And these gaming productions are trying to achieve better graphics, better user interface, better user experiences. They're trying to up the ante. EA just didn't do that. EA was very lazy. All they did was just throw in a new engine, upgrade the graphics, and presented the same product as is. That's all they did. Updating a few things here and there, a few details here and there, bringing you a new song. Oh, yes! How could I forget? FIFA even had, those FIFA games even brought you songs. So what did EA do? Not just providing the platform or the vehicle for the football, the soccer, to enjoy bigger, more audiences, but the artists, the song lists, the original soundtrack of each FIFA game. Guys, that is one of the other subliminal advertising mechanisms that the FIFA game also introduced. Now, let me first get this caller in here on the Brand Conversation. Eagle FM, good morning. Hello.
Yes.
Uncle Buana, how are you doing, Uncle Buana?
Good. What's the issue now?
What issue?
You have deserted us, man. You have deserted us.
Uncle Buana, are you angry with me?
No, I'm not angry, because if you're angry, what can I do? You are the boss. You are the master of destiny. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Uncle Buana. This is a very deep conversation I find myself in, Uncle Buana. This is a very deep one.
It's a deep conversation, but you know, it's just like, you know me, I'm a very disciplined learner. Disciplined learner. I'm not a student, a learner. And I'm that learner. So now, we are still going to talk about the CBD at the appropriate time. And then talk about the animal product that you're talking about.
Oh, the one of Monday night's discussion.
Discussions, they were following each other.
Yeah.
Until yesterday.
Yeah.
So now, I just want to find out. So, this is Mabosa. Not Mabosa, the one that we were discussing it. You have watched that thing of the suitcase. Is it blue suitcase?
No, I didn't, Uncle Buana, but you can share. You can share with me.
The one for that one of those guys, man, who are making
Just hold on, Uncle Buana.
titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Sorry, Angabona, you can have extra 20 seconds.
Are they actually the Namibian filmmakers or those who have actually done some kind of production in this kind of movies and things like that?
Yeah.
The Namibian who are actually portraying and presenting the Namibian local, the Namibian content or local content, I don't know how you say it. So are they there? Just about the matriarch came with one of the youngest, successful, I don't know how you call it, filmmakers or whatever. And they just reminded me on the thing that I didn't know that they are the one who actually produced that. Only not when they heard that they are the one, and they really enjoyed that thing, and most of the time, this is not to be, it's not viewed on the TV, television and things like that.
Yeah.
Apparently now we are getting it, there are shortcuts on the YouTube.
Yeah.
So, but what I'm asking is that since you people, you are more invested in those things. So are the Namibian films or movies really there in the market?
That's the other cool thing, Angabona. You're asking a very good question, because productions, how they get shown or, you know, aired to like, for example, I'm also an audience of movies and TV productions. But the thing is, it's how they are shown or where they happen, because I don't want to mention the names, but the ones that have come out in the past 3 to 4 years. Those movies. Sometimes there's a huge break between when they appeared on a cinema and the time between when you can see it on a TV even. Doesn't matter if it's even the national broadcaster or even the other Namibian outlet. But there's almost like a year gap. And then in between, people have already forgotten about this movie. They would have forgotten.
Because of what now? Why? Because I say that they always put this Telemundo, they always do this African movie, like Nigerian movies.
Exactly.
And you know what's
the worst part, Angabona? If you produce a movie, you want, because think of a movie, the movie is the product, né? But think of like, you want to continue sort of like the exposure of the movie. So, how it works in the US specifically is that if the movie comes out this week, let's say this week of July, the movie comes out, then the movie is given another 2 weeks to make, let's say, their box office. Box office is their cinema revenue. So the cinema revenue first happens, and that's after that second week, then it is released to online platforms, and then the movie can even be shown just next month on a TV station. So, at each level, do you see, Angabona, how you can see how you are multiplying the audience factor, meaning from a cinema, which is a very limited audience, then to online, which is a very broad-based audience, to TVs, which is just to cap all the, to cap it off, to say, listen, we have now gone to all three visual platforms as wide and as far as possible. That's how it works. Within a year, Angabona, movies have made at least $100 million, and that's still the smallest total. That's still one of the smallest totals. Movies have made at least $100 million like that. So here in Namibia, your query, Angabona, is a key one. Now, it's something born out of the infrastructure here in the country. Because if I see a Namibian production here at Marua Mall, at that cinema, the next thing that the movie house has to do is to try and get it on a TV station. So within the same year, it has to be on the TV station to still keep the entertainment factor and value going. But in terms of knowing what happens there in the background, I don't know, Uncle Bona, how it gets negotiated. I don't know how it gets. I've given you the American platform, how the Americans do it, because you can see it as a consumer, you can see it outside.
Yeah, if that one is, can really, those methods that you have just mentioned, can really capture and really mobilize the larger audience.
Exactly.
For the our own products and content to be spread across.
Mm.
So then why can't we use those ones? Because the as long as our people benefit, you know.
Exactly.
And their products and all these things, movies are exposed, and then before you know, like the one that I was talking about, I always watch that thing, and it's very important. Mm. I mean, it's very nice actually.
It is.
And then they, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, no, Uncle Bona, it's something that has also concerned me, because we are sending Namibians to Cape Town to go study at film school in South Africa, eh? But when they come back, there is no industry for them to work in, because the industry is so small. Now, technically, the industry is also dominated from one perspective. I cannot mention the names, because we just might start a media war. we just might start a media war inadvertently or even directly, but it is dominated, but the dominance is somewhat not capitalized on. So you have a dominance, but you're not doing anything with your dominating position. So and then you hear of a South African TV station and pay to a private company and pay to view company that is investing in Nigerian movies, Zimbabwean movies, Zambian movies, Botswana movies, Kenyan movies, Angolan movies, Ghanaian movies. But when you come to Namibia, there's nothing, and they have an office. And they have an office here. I don't see Namibian movies even from that perspective even.
Ah, please, we need to query them and question them and see you guys. Eh?
Yeah, you but Uncle Bona, you want us to have a commission to question. There should be some impetus coming. You know, someone rolling up their sleeves saying, listen, let's do something. Let's try and capture the moment and let's get in there. That's what's needed.
Okay, so then let's see, motivate our guys. Where there are, I know there are a lot of obstacles. Because sometimes when the people are, you know, they are trying to, there are obstacles there. There might also be some ways, innovative ways, and how to manipulate there. And I don't know how to make it. Right. I'm just saying that because they seem to be limited.
Yeah, they are.
In terms of coverage and things like that. But I would like to see a situation where at least like the Paramondas or whatever they do things that they want.
I mean,
where they are running. I want to see a stage where people are making off at 5 and they will be running home and watch this, our own program.
Yeah. And do you know what's the worst part, Uncle Bona? I was given a challenge because I'm also someone that has a lot of artistic exposure myself, because I love comic books. Uncle Bona, I will read a comic book before I watch a movie. I love comic books. And I'm not, and I'm not even talking about comics like in the sense of, you know, that that is it's something that doesn't, you know, you're talking about far off concepts, you know, like sci-fi. It's about real life settings, but what draws me is the art. Now, do you know what's the worst part, Uncle Bona? I can write the comic book. the artist is the other issue.
See those in Percy and things like that. You write those, publicize those kind of magazine, and we read. Those are very, very important, because when you read those comic things, then you have that interest. Even when you see a movie on the screen, it will definitely attract you. So, but please let me leave the line, so maybe others will want to come in.
No problem, Uncle Bona. See you again.
Okay, bye.
Good. Now, in terms of our discussion point, guys, here of entertainment marketing, we're not done yet. We're not done because there's a lot of discussion still to take, still to expand and to cover in this setting. But this will, unfortunately, since it's Friday, have to stay over into our marketing segment, not marketing segment. But let's just get some of the grips in terms of the entertainment marketing component. Now, entertainment marketing, guys, has become the major merchandising mechanism to date. Major merchandising mechanism. I'll throw you a bone. You know, like the concept of saying throw a dog a bone. I'll throw you a bone just to give you a highlight and a hint. Man United has not won a cup in the past 4 years after, what's his name? No, after Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Well, I might be under correction, but Man United is not my favorite team either. So they haven't won a cup. But what stands out is that they've been the, just after Real Madrid and Barcelona, they've been the most merchandisable football team. Their results on the football pitch is bad, but they've been marketed so well. The money they make from that association as an entertainment company, as an entertainment organization, as a sports company is what has been keeping them alive. The money that they make from their merchandising agreements and from merchandising is what is being their component. Guys, that's one of the reasons why Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo are the super earners in football that they are. Neymar is trying to get there, but Neymar is not going to see the money that those two guys are earning. He's not. But he's trying to get there. But Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo, please, 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 let's pay respect to the Brazilian World Cup winner. Cristiano has not won a World Cup yet. Ronaldo is Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo is a super earner. The same also for Lionel Messi. The same also. They are super earners. So many children have said, I want to be like Messi. But they're not Barcelona. But they only buy a Barcelona jersey because of Lionel Messi. Because of Lionel Messi. There are grown men out here in the world that are saying, they're talking about the Ronaldo of Man United, the first Man United, the first Ronaldo at Man United. Not this one that is now trying to find his way out of Manchester United. So in that same concept even, the merchandising capability that even an athlete has. An athlete, guys. An athlete. He's a performer. He's an entertainer. Has a merchandise. They've got bigger presence and more impact in the marketing realm. And that is what a lot of the sports companies have realized. Is that athletes are everyone's heroes. Athletes truly are everyone's heroes. But as I mentioned, guys, and this is now bringing us up to the end of today's program here on the Brand Conversation on your number one talk radio station. The entertainment marketing component is not done as yet. It's not. It's a pretty broad discussion point, guys. And I've only laid the groundwork for us in our discussion for today. Heading into Monday, just giving you a little bit of preview. We'll be taking a look into some numbers. I'll say numbers and some statistics just for you to get a concept. In terms of for those of us who are in the marketing realm to understand that. But I'll also be dissecting the difference between advertising and entertainment marketing. Because I've already given you the distinguishment between entertainment marketing and social media influencer marketing. We've got those two concepts happening. Now on that note, do stay tuned as the On The Radar team are ready to bring their discussion points on your daily news bulletin program of On The Radar. And this is your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. Stay tuned for the rest of your regular programming, and you can catch me later on tonight on the Business and Economic Zone, where we will be touching on some further discussion points there, guys. So nonetheless, stay tuned and enjoy the rest of your Friday.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud,
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before.
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, 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 no.